Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Thursday, September 26th. Today we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss AI-powered drug repurposing. Let's dive right in, shall we? Welcome to our discussion on AI-powered drug repurposing. Today we'll be talking about TXGNN, a new AI model developed by Harvard's Zitnik Lab. Let's start with the basics. Eric, can you explain what TXGNN is and why it's significant?
Absolutely, Ted. TXGNN is a real game changer in the world of drug discovery. Picture it as a super smart computer brain that's been fed a massive buffet of medical knowledge. We're talking over 17,000 diseases and nearly 8,000 potential treatments. It's like giving a genius doctor instant access to every medical textbook ever written. The cool part? It can juggle all this info to come up with new ways to use existing drugs for different diseases.
While that sounds impressive on paper, I can't help but feel a bit skeptical. Aren't we putting too much faith in machines here? Call me old-fashioned, but shouldn't we?
I hear your concerns, Kate, but let's look at the facts. Traditional drug discovery is like trying to find a needle in a haystack while blindfolded. It can take up to 15 years and cost over $1 billion. That's longer than it takes to raise a kid and more expensive than a fleet of private jets. TXGNN could slash that time and cost dramatically. It's not about replacing human researchers. It's about giving them a supercharged assistant.
But at what cost to patient safety? We're not talking about beta testing a new app here. These are people's lives we're dealing with. AI models can make mistakes, and in healthcare, those mistakes—
You both raise valid points. Let's dig deeper into TXGNN's capabilities. Kate, what sets this AI model apart from others in the field?
Well, TXGNN is touting itself as the first AI model specifically designed to hunt down drug candidates for rare diseases and conditions that currently have no treatments. It's supposedly the Swiss Army knife of AI models, covering more diseases than any other single model out there. But I'm still not convinced that more is necessarily better when it comes to healthcare.
Kate, you're missing the real breakthrough here. TXGNN has this amazing ability called zero-shot inference. It's like teaching a kid to recognize dogs and cats, and then they can suddenly identify a giraffe without ever seeing one before. TXGNN can make educated guesses about new diseases it's never encountered. This is huge for tackling rare and neglected diseases that often fall through the cracks of traditional research.
Zero-shot inference sounds like a fancy term cooked up by some Silicon Valley types, but how reliable is it really? We're talking about people's lives.
I understand your skepticism, Kate, but the reliability comes from the sheer volume and variety of data TXGNN was trained on. We're talking DNA info, cell signaling, gene activity levels, clinical notes, the works. It's like giving the AI a crash course in all of human biology. And it's not just theoretical. It's been put through its paces on 1.2 million real patient records. That's more cases than most doctors see in their entire careers.
That's a massive amount of sensitive patient data. Are we sure it's being used ethically? What about patient consent? There are serious privacy
concerns.
Let's
move on to the practical applications. Eric, how might TXGNN impact the field of rare diseases?
Great question, Ted. To put it in perspective, there are over 7,000 rare and undiagnosed diseases globally. That's more than the number of Starbucks in the entire United States. These conditions might be rare individually, but collectively they affect about 300 million people worldwide. That's like the entire population of the U.S. Here's the kicker. Only 5 to 7% of these diseases have FDA-approved drugs. TXGNN could be a game changer, accelerating drug discovery for these often overlooked conditions.
While that sounds promising on paper, we need to pump the brakes on this AI hype train. Many rare diseases are incredibly complex and poorly understood. Can an AI really grasp these intricacies?
Let's consider a historical parallel. Eric, can you think of a past innovation that similarly promised to revolutionize drug discovery?
Absolutely, Ted. The Human Genome Project springs to mind. Completed in 2003, it was a moonshot effort to map out all human genes. It was like creating a detailed blueprint of the human body at the molecular level. Everyone was buzzing about how it would unlock new treatments for countless diseases. It was the AI of its time, promising to revolutionize medicine as we knew it.
I remember the Human Genome Project well. Yes, it was groundbreaking, but let's not forget it also stirred up a hornet's nest of ethical concerns. And it didn't exactly deliver miracle cures overnight like some folks were promising. We had to wade through years of hype before seeing real benefits.
You're right that it took time, Kate, but the Human Genome Project laid the groundwork for personalized medicine and led to numerous breakthroughs. It's like how the Apollo missions didn't immediately give us all the space-age gadgets we dreamed of, but the tech it spawned changed our world. Similarly,
let's pump the brakes on that analogy, Eric. The overhyping that followed the Human Genome Project is exactly why we should be cautious now. Remember all those headlines about curing cancer in 5 years? We're still waiting. We shouldn't make the same mistake with AI, getting everyone's hopes up prematurely.
Interesting comparison. Kate, how do you think the challenges faced by the Human Genome Project might apply to TXGNN?
Well, Ted, just like the Genome Project, TXGNN is wading into an ethical minefield when it comes to privacy. We're talking about massive amounts of sensitive health data here. It's like giving a super intelligent computer access to everyone's medical records. There's also a real risk of oversimplifying complex diseases. Just because an AI can crunch numbers faster doesn't mean it truly understands the intricacies of human biology.
But Kate, you're missing a crucial difference. Unlike the Genome Project, TXGNN can process and analyze data at lightning speed. It's not just about having the data, it's about how quickly and effectively we can use it. This AI
speed isn't everything, Eric. The Genome Project taught us that understanding the data is just as crucial as having it. Sure, TXGNN might be fast, but can it really comprehend the complexity of human biology better than trained scientists who've dedicated their lives to this field?
That's where TXGNN's interpretability comes in, Kate. It's not a black box spitting out mysterious results. Its explainer module provides transparent insights into its predictions. It's like having an AI that not only gives you the answer, but shows its work, allowing experts to validate its findings. This transparency is crucial for building trust and ensuring the AI suggestions are sound.
Transparency sounds great in theory, but let's be real. Can busy clinicians really take the time to understand and verify these AI predictions? It's like giving a pilot a 1,000-page
Let's look to the
manual.
Future. Eric, how do you see TXGNN and similar AI tools shaping drug discovery in the coming years?
Ted, I believe we're on the cusp of a revolution in medicine. TXGNN could dramatically speed up drug repurposing, leading to faster, cheaper drug development. Imagine cutting the time to bring a new treatment to market in half. We might see a surge in treatments for rare diseases that have been neglected for years. It's like giving researchers a time machine, allowing them to explore decades of potential treatments in just months.
That's an awfully rosy picture you're painting, Eric. I'm concerned we might become over-reliant on AI, potentially missing crucial insights that only human researchers can provide. We could end up with a generation
Kate,
of researchers
Kate, it's not about replacing humans, but augmenting their capabilities. Think of TXGNN as a super-powered research assistant. It can process vast amounts of data no human could, identifying patterns we might miss. It's like giving scientists a telescope to see farther than ever before. Humans will still be at the helm, making the crucial decisions and applying their expertise.
But what about the risk of bias in the AI's training data? We could end up perpetuating existing healthcare disparities. AI is only as good as the data it's fed. And
both valid points. Kate, how do you envision the worst-case scenario if we pursue this AI-driven approach?
Ted, I fear we could see a flood of AI-suggested drugs that haven't been properly vetted, putting patients at risk. It's like opening the floodgates without any quality control. There's also the danger of de-skilling in the medical research community if we rely too heavily on AI. We might end up with a generation of researchers who can't think outside the AI box, losing that human intuition that's led to so many breakthroughs in the past.
Kate, you're painting a doomsday scenario that ignores the crucial role of human oversight. TXGNN is a tool to aid researchers, not replace them. Its interpretability feature allows for thorough vetting of its suggestions.
But can we guarantee that all institutions will use it responsibly, Eric? There's a real risk of cutting corners to save time and money. We've seen how profit motives can override safety concerns in the pharmaceutical industry before. What's to stop companies from rushing AI-suggested drugs to market without proper testing?
That's precisely why regulation is crucial, Kate. We need to develop robust frameworks for the ethical use of AI in drug discovery. It's not about letting AI run wild, but integrating it responsibly into our existing systems. Think of it like the regulations we have for clinical trials. We need similar safeguards for AI-assisted drug discovery.
Regulation often lags behind technological advancement, Eric. By the time we have proper safeguards in place, it might be too late. We could be dealing with the fallout of rushed AI-driven
drug. To wrap up, Eric, what do you think is the best-case scenario for TXGNN's impact?
In the best case, Ted, we could see a real revolution in healthcare. Imagine a surge in treatments for rare and neglected diseases that have been overlooked for years. We're talking about bringing hope to millions of patients who've been told there's nothing available for their condition. We could see faster drug development overall, cutting years off the process and potentially saving billions. And let's not forget the potential for more personalized medicine, tailoring treatments to individual genetic profiles. It's not just about making healthcare better, it's about transforming lives.
While that sounds appealing on the surface, Eric, we need to proceed with extreme caution. The stakes in healthcare are simply too high for unchecked optimism about AI. We're dealing with people's lives here, not some tech product. Yes, AI could bring benefits, but we need to balance that potential with rigorous safeguards, ethical considerations, and a healthy dose of skepticism. Let's not forget the human element in our rush to embrace new technology.
Thank you, Eric and Kate, for this thought-provoking discussion. It's clear that AI in drug discovery holds both great promise and significant challenges. As we move forward, it'll be crucial to balance innovation with caution, ensuring that tools like TXGNN are used responsibly to benefit patients worldwide. That's all for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to listen to.